This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
But we've got a guest in, haven't we, Dean?
We do.
I'm ready. You ready?
Wait. No, I am.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Toby Halligan.
The full fanfare. Welcome.
Thank you. You shouldn't have. Oh, blessings
to you. The
studio
audience couldn't hold themselves back.
Oh, my God. Restrain yourself. Seriously,
kittens.
Come on. It is a
wonder that you are even, you know, upright, to be honest.
Yeah. Look, I've been a little bit recumbent today.
Very busy.
I'm going to have to look up what that word means. They're like those stupid bikes, you know, the bikes where people kind of sit down. So I've been in a prone position on our couch,
now,
basically.
For those not in the know, you are a little while ago thought, and it was a little while ago, it wasn't that long ago, that you thought, right, I know what we should do.
Yeah.
We need to get more involvement with this, yes, equality, mm-hmm. and why don't we put on a little concert just at the local Scout Club.
Yeah, exactly. Just down at the local RSL. We'll just get a few of the buddies down, hold a bit of a bingo night, and it's kind of expanded from there
a little bit. It's gotten huge.
It's a little bit ridiculous.
What is it now? What are
ridiculous.
You doing now?
So what happened was I was at the High Court on the Wednesday, and I was listening to, I have to admit, in a past life I was legally trained, and I was listening to the government's lawyers talking, and I didn't like what I was hearing, and so I started chatting to my partner Tom about doing a bit of a fundie, a bit of a fundraiser, a bit of a gig, you know, and we got in touch with the Equality Campaign, and it was going to be this small little shindig, you know, just a couple of comedians, you know,
some canapes,
which would have been all right,
hang out, bit
Nothing
of the champers, you know, it would have been lovely.
Yep.
Now it's at the Athenaeum Theatre, and we've got like Frank Woodley and Geraldine Hickey and Dave Thornton and the Dolly Diamond.
Well,
the Dolly Diamond.
And Weebeck, Adam Richard, you're on yourself.
I'm on.
I mean, you're not
going to
organise a bloody event. Sammy Chan Randy.
It's huge.
It's going to be, like, it is actually going to be ridiculous. And we've almost sold it out. We've sold 700 tickets.
And tickets came on sale today, didn't they?
It's like yesterday at 12.
Oh,
so in less than 24 hours, we've sold out basically 4/5 of the app.
And it means then that there are less than 100.
There's 100 tickets. So please, if you're listening to this, tickets are $45. It's going to be a huge, insane party. The Ath have been so good. They have been so amazing. Barry Jaynes down at the Ath has been hilarious and so supportive.
Yep.
Like, he got on board and he just said, Toby, what do you need? Who can I call? And he just began calling people,
Brilliant.
Helping us out. Like, the
Brilliant.
Community's really come together. So it's going to be a massive party. So the seats that are left are kind of, you know, scattered around, but get tickets anyway, because it's going to freaking go on.
You know, we haven't even said, this is for the Australia Says Yes Comedy Gala.
Yes.
Yeah, all of this,
That's
all of
the
this,
name of it.
All the money, all of it, every single dollar is going to be going to the
now
Yes campaign.
Very, very rarely do we know where our money's going.
It's so
or,
true.
Or are we as invested
think about
in
it.
This? You
think
know?
About it. Think about it. You'd spend $45 on a drink out late at night
or
at the
Or one
pier.
Of those acts.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just one of them, but getting them all
those.
Together.
Yep.
So, and there you go. I mean, I guess when you rang around and you asked people to be involved, was it like, yes, as you went
absolutely.
Along?
Absolutely. Everyone was like, totally.
You know?
Yep,
well,
I'm
who
yours.
Who said no? Let's...
I'll give you a list.
Announce it on the night.
Lyle Shelton wasn't
said,
up for the
no,
comedy.
No, I hate the game.
Yeah.
God. Corey Bernardi didn't return my calls.
God, I'm outraged. She's so funny, though.
He's got a good 20 minutes.
I know, he has such good cheekbones.
Yeah.
It's such a pity. And I know people, because I know a few people are feeling a bit despondent, a bit down, and the No campaign does have lots of cash. So if you want to see a few more of those
Seat
Yes ads, I know. If you're wondering, if you want someone to explain how that whole seatbelt graphic that's been going around works, maybe one of the comedians will do it. Maybe they'll really lay it out.
Maybe they'll do a reenactment.
I know, that'll be great.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Now, obviously, there will not be any tickets on the day.
No.
This is a
I really reckon it will
now,
sell out. Yeah, seriously.
Or miss out.
Absolutely.
It? And where'd you get tickets?
At Ticketek, but we can we'll tweet out a link. Yeah. And Joy, I've got to say, has been so wonderful helping support it too.
And I guess for you, I mean, you birthed this. Everybody needs to be on board, isn't it? That's why, absolutely. You know, joy be great. Yes, you know, it's everybody's. This is now as a community and beyond that, where everybody comes together.
Yeah, and look, because there are so many chances. If you're feeling down and you want to know stuff that you can do, there are phone banks where you can literally. And I know that stuff is emotionally exhausting, but I reckon like people are talking about how the polls are at like 70%. I reckon they're going to be much closer than anybody thinks.
Look, that's the poll today. Yeah. Like we know with polls, every couple of days, polls go up, down. So everyone, you know, do your bit.
I know you might be feeling tired and peed off and you've been reading grim stuff, but we don't want to get Brexited or Trump.
No.
We need to work this one down to the wire. Exactly. So,
Well, so really, we are very, very proud of you. You've done incredibly well. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's going to be an incredible night.
It's going to be a huge, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. Like, seriously. Yeah. Like, and some of the, if a couple of the sponsors we're talking to come on board, there is going to be a lot of alcohol.
Great.
It's going to be a lot of alcohol.
We don't drink when we work.
But no, of course. No, yeah. No, we will afterwards. Yeah,
that's,
we will
afterwards. Right. We can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
It is all on next Thursday night, 21 of September. Mm-hmm. It is on at the Athenaeum, as you mentioned. Right. They've been incredible.
And there's
all
only
of those
100
links
tickets.
Will be on, on ours.
We're going to put them up on our Facebook and Twitter while this next song's on.
Exactly. And amazing. It's about Yes for Equality. Toby, thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for all you're doing. And thank you for coming and joining us.
Thank you, boys.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.